Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Today.
Yes, so I think yes, it has been a long time, and we've covered various different topics over the years, and hopefully today will be equally encouraging for the listeners and for anybody who's tuned in today.
Absolutely. So let's hear.
Okay, so I thought we could ask the question: Are we healthy, and how do we know if we're really healthy? And I think this is quite an elusive subject. So usually, what happens is there's no real way to measure that unless we do specific tests. And I think it's important for us to take that responsibility and to know what is going on with our health. And there's various ways that we can do that.
And those ways would be?
So we can look at traditional ways of testing. So we can go and see our medical doctor, and you can have blood tests done, or you can have scans, you can have sonars. There's various different conventional tests that can be done. Otherwise, there are less conventional testing methods that you can do, and that's something like bioresonance testing. So that's something that I do in my practice, is I work with a bioresonance device, and those scans can really help to test for imbalances and subtle changes that are happening in your body that can be potential health issues later on in life. Or there could be something that you're struggling with now, you've had all the tests done, nothing is showing up in the conventional methods, and then you come and you have a test like this, and it helps you to see, okay, there is actually something going on, and this is what we can do to help it.
Mm-hmm. So the bioresonance device, does that just diagnose, or does it actually do something to you whilst you're on it?
So it's a semi-diagnostic tool. It's not actually a diagnostic tool, but it is an identification tool, and it does treat you while you're having the test done, and then the treatment will continue post your test as well. And then I would be able to advise from there, do you need certain nutrients? Do you need to eliminate certain things from your diet? And as I said, these are things that you won't necessarily pick up in an ordinary blood test, but something that you can see, things that are happening at a cellular level, at a much deeper level in the body.
Is this similar to something I heard about years ago? I'm not sure if it is. But the person who had this, let's call it a clinic, said the slogan was "Get your balance back." Has that got something to do with that?
Absolutely. So it is all about balance. The typical term for that, or the scientific term for that, would be homeostasis. And so balance is all about how are your cells and what is happening in your body. And is there balance and harmony? Because if there's balance and harmony, then we're going to have good health. If there are imbalances, then we aren't going to experience good health. Then we're going to have symptoms. And so, yes, getting your balance back is something that you're wanting to do. And whichever testing method you choose, you ultimately want to be able to get your balance back.
Mm-hmm. I've also heard, and again, I'm not sure at all, that this bioresonance device can maybe kind of show if you had trauma in your early years. Is that correct? Is that true?
Well, yes. So it depends on the type of testing system that you have. As far as I know, we all work with emotional stresses as well as physical stresses. With my particular system, you can't necessarily tell when it happened, although there are aspects of the test that you can maybe hone into that a little bit more. But you can certainly see where the trauma might be stored in your body, what the thinking processes are around that. You know, so sometimes there'll be something like self-doubt, or there might be anger, or there might be a specific feeling lonely or isolated. Those kind of things definitely show up. And sometimes they show up in a specific organ, and sometimes they just show up generally.
Mm-hmm. So after someone's been to you and, you know, you've checked them out, had a good look at them, is there then a kind of a healthcare program that you give them? Do they come back regularly, etc.?
Yes. So in the beginning, You know, we don't normally get sick overnight. So one treatment is generally not going to be that effective in helping somebody. It depends on what their issue is and what the problem is. But usually it's over a few months that I would see somebody and before I put them onto maintenance, where then they don't have to see me regularly. So if they come initially, I see them for the first visit, and then about a month later, I generally see them again just to assess what's happened and what's changed. And then from there, we might do another follow-up a month later, or we can wait a couple of months before we do more follow-ups. But then they continue with the program. So they will continue to eliminate the foods that have shown up as problematic for them. They will continue with potential supplements if they are taking any supplements. So if they have any deficiencies, then I will try and correct those. And then we retest to see, are those levels looking any better?
There's a friend of my wife. Now, she, for some inexplicable reason, over the last month, she's been experiencing kind of a rash or something on her skin, and she absolutely cannot determine what's causing it. And she's been to the doctor, and even the doctor is a bit unsure about exactly what's happening, because her lifestyle hasn't really changed. She moved from Cape Town to George. So I don't know if the environment there was something in the air, like pollen or whatever, as an effect. But is that something that you could perhaps, if somebody suffers from that, could you be the person that they can go to have a look?
Yes, very often I get that kind of client coming to see me, is that they've gone the conventional route, they've had a look, they've done all the tests, they can't pick up anything specific. What bioresonance testing allows you to do is to actually look and see what is the root cause of that. And there could be so many things. As you said, there could be a new environmental thing that is happening. It could be related to the stress of the move. It could be an organ or a system that's not able to effectively clear toxins from the body. It could be an over-responsive immune system. So there's so many different things that could contribute to, if we're using this particular example. And being able to identify which is the area that we need to focus on really makes a difference in that treatment. So if we can prioritize the area of treatment, it makes the effect much more effective. Mm-hmm.
All right, so anybody listening now, that can you maybe say who should make use of this kind of service?
Well, I think it's a very good test for most people to do. You know, if you're feeling well and healthy and you want to optimize your well-being, you can come and have a test so you can see, you know, what do you need to do to continue on that trajectory of wellness. Or if you are struggling with, you know, the typical things, you feel tired, you may be gaining weight and you can't lose it. You're feeling inflamed, you're getting sick frequently and you can't understand why. You have a very stressful life. So there's all sorts of things that we can support to help you to get to a more optimal level of health. So whether you're just healthy and curious and you want to come for a general checkup, or whether you have a specific issue, gut issues are very often something I work with, gut nervous system issues, concentration, focus, anxiety. There's many of those areas that I can cover. So it's actually really, it's a very broad scope of people that could come and see me.
Okay. And just before we say goodbye, how can people get in contact with you? Do you have a website or something like that?
Yes, I do have a website. It is www.integratedhealthsolution.co.za. There's no S on that. And then my business contact number is 082-476-4933.
Okay, so that's Integrated Health Solution without the S, so people can get more information there. So I'm sure the contact number is on there as well.
My contact details are all on there. All the services that I offer, everything related to what I do is on the website. So, and if they're wanting more information, then they can contact me personally.
Wonderful.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.